This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 61. I saw Jesus in my DBZ.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And we want to welcome you to another episode of our podcast.
So hi, welcome. Pull up a chair. Have some cookies.
Cookies.
Join the dark side. They have cookies.
Oh, they have really good cookies too.
They do. They have this, you know how they have like the crunch to them, but they're also really soft?
I know, and I don't
like
know exactly
it's got
how
like
they
a
do
crust,
it.
But it's still really soft on the inside.
I think it's the dark arts that make it that way, where you can be like so sinfully delicious. That
yeah, and because of their lightning powers, they're always warm and just out of the oven, even if they're like a few days old.
Yeah, dark side cookies are the deliciousness.
Dark side cookies are awesome.
Speaking of other things that are deliciousness, have we talked about our sponsor yet?
Nope.
No.
Well, we should probably ought to do that then, because they're pretty damn delicious.
You've been eating our
Again?
I haven't been eating our sponsors, but...
Quit chewing on the sponsors.
I should probably stop chewing on them. I'm sure they don't like it.
And
we're basically talking about Philosophy Micro, who are makers of custom-built gaming, home office, and just bomb-ass mobile PCs. So if you need a machine that'll run Vista Ultimate, because you know that's the only version of Vista that anyone should even attempt to run, go to velocitymicro.com and tell them that we sent you and build yourself a bomb-ass gaming machine.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Seriously, they're built by gamers for gamers, so they know what they're doing over there at Velocity Micro.
Hell fucking
yeah. Peer pressure.
Yeah.
Go do it.
Do it!
Because we
do
said
it.
So.
Velocity Micro, go, go, go. Can I kind of do like a Velocity Micro?
Do that again, but at bomb bombs.
I was doing
go,
it.
Go, go, go!
Wow,
go
somehow
fight,
I have
win.
You, like, somehow in my brain I have you doing, you know, the Numa Numa pumping the air thing with pom poms saying that.
Wow.
Numa. Hey. Alright, no. Numa. Ha ha. Alright. Sorry. My Numa Numa got away from me again.
That
being said, I only have a little bit of other business. You got to keep hitting us up on the website, people, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, esh.mobi. I want to apologize for a little bit of a boo-boo that we made last week with our podcast.
We?
All right, fine. I.
That's right.
Yeah, take ownership of your mistakes.
That's right.
Well... All right, I'll be nice and I won't say the thing that popped into my brain, but only get one of these this episode, girls, so realize that you've used it up.
Oh, no, she's not going to censor herself at all anymore.
Nope, that was the only one, and you shot your wad early. Made a little bit of a snafu with posting the link to the podcast episode, so I apologize for that, and sorry that it took me so long to get that fixed, but we found it, got it fixed, and... Hopefully, I'll get more sleep this week, as will Evermore. I've got his batteries charging. Kind of let the robot batteries die a little bit too much. I didn't cycle the battery properly, but this time, we should be good to go. So, thanks for putting up and waiting for the episode, and it was worth the wait, so don't bitch to me anymore. With that being said... Definitely interact with us on the website. We love seeing your comments. Occasionally, we have time to actually comment back... hopefully we'll do that more. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'm looking at you guys. and with that, I'm going to turn the mic of 1,000 truths over to Pandalicious, because we don't have a candy bitch or t-shirt bitch. And, what are you going to do with the mic, Panda?
Well, since we're kind of on the same track this week, why did you give it to me in the first place?
Because I'm just kind of, you know, used to, like, handing it over. So I will put it on a tripod, and I will put it in the middle, and it will be, like, a little Triforce symbol, and we'll all just talk at it.
Okay. Sounds like a plan to me.
Okay.
That's cool.
So anyway, once again, we're trying to, you know, pull it in and, you know, unify ourselves into a topic, and I believe we're talking about Toriyama's tweak?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
It's so funny. When you said, like, pull ourselves together, I immediately got a picture of, like, foaming Voltron, and I am so the Black Lion. I'm just calling it right now.
I'm not the red one.
And I'll form the head. Go, Voltron Force!
But anyway, so I know that Ninja wanted to talk about Blue Dragon, which is a game. Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, I decided that, you know, since we were talking a little bit about Dragon Ball last week, that I'd, you know, branch off and do a little bit more talking about Dragon Ball, since, believe it or not, the person who made Blue Dragon also did the character designs for, you guessed it, DB, or
surprise,
Dragon Ball,
surprise,
or
surprise.
Dragon Ball Z, or Dragon Ball GT, or any of the many, many
millions
movies.
Of movies.
But anyway,
what
I digress.
Like, million one, million two? I can't remember.
Yeah. And honestly, to believe it or not, like, this was one of the first animes that, you know, Little Panda ever got, you know, acclimated to.
Yeah,
what
to
do you
Saturday,
call a baby panda?
Thanks to Saturday
is it,
morning.
Is it like a pandalet?
What?
What do you call a baby panda? Is that like a pandalet?
It's like a
no.
cub, isn't it? Panda
it's a cub. It's a bear. A panda cub.
Well, it's not.
Ever since
isn't it
I was
not
a panda
technically
cub.
A bear? It's called a bear, but it's not
yeah,
technically.
It's
a bear.
Not technically a bear.
It's a panda bear. Yes, it is.
But it's not a bear bear.
It's yeah,
it's
a
like...
panda bear as much as a koala bear is really a.
Yeah, it's not a
yeah,
bear.
Yeah, get
bear.
Mauled by a panda bear and tell me it's not a bear.
You can get mauled by all sorts of other things.
You can
get
mauled
by
a, dog.
A koala bear.
You can get mauled
and
by a
mauled
dog,
by a shark,
but it's not a bear.
Them bears.
Anyway. Back when Panda was a wee bairn, or a baby cub, or a pandalet, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Pandalet! Pandalet.
Back on Saturday morning, after watching Pirates of the Dark Water and Reboot, and, you know, I used to watch Brace Face, you know, and,
freaking
you know,
snorks,
we, would,
was where
we,
at.
Would, we would join together in our living room, me, Ninja, and Mom. And we would watch Dragon Ball. And this is a series that actually shows you evolution, or at least that's what I think. You know, because first you start off with your basic characters. You got Goku, and for all those who don't know, he's the main character in pretty much all of it.
Yeah.
When he comes back. He's like that. He's that main
yeah, if,
character
if
who will
not,
die.
If he's not dead and trying to get back to the real world,
then he's
even
the main
at that,
focus.
He's still the main focus because even in the episodes where he was like dead, it seemed to always enter with him talking to the king of,
yeah.
you know, and trying to get back to the world of the living. So it's like, Bulma, 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 Yamcha, Yamcha, Yamcha. Oh my God, what's going on with Gohan? And oh yeah, don't forget, Goku's still dead, trying to come back from the dead. He'd be like, hey, I'm Goku and I'm hungry. And you're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, but this is evolution at its best, because this is, you know, everyone's like, man, I wish the series would go on so we could know what would happen. Well, we get to know what happens.
Over and over and over and over and over again.
And over. And over.
And yeah, even,
and
even
over.
More than that, because they would always just loop the, whenever they get to the end, they just loop it back to the beginning.
That's right. So, I mean, I like the idea of there being, you know, a beginning. You know, I like how they started them off, you know. It's a shonen, so, you know, it's action-based. It was supposed to draw in more of a male audience, but a lot of girls got into it, too, because it was, you know, really kind of cute, and, you know, because of the animation style, you know, big eyes, big mouth, you know.
Big,
when you're young...
Big, wait, no, wrong, big. I'm sorry, wrong.
Yeah.
My bad.
So, I mean, so you have people who, back from my age, you know, who was young, 8, 9, who continued to watch it, migrated into Dragon Ball Z while I was in middle school... Still into high school, and then got into GT, well, if I had made it that far, would have been watching it, college in GT. However, I had to stop watching it after Dragon Ball Z, only because, after a while, I forgot who was who and what was what.
Well, that was the thing that was weird about Dragon Ball, is you kind of got to grow up with the characters in it, just because of how they were releasing it over here for mainstream. So literally for you, more so than for me, you were about the same age as Goku in the Dragon Ball series, and then by the time that, you know, Dragon Ball Z rolled around, they were all a little bit older, and so were you. And then when GT hit, you were past the point of it really being able to hold your interest.
Well, that's the funny thing. You know, my whole group of friends, a lot of them, you know, were still very much, you know, into it. Like, I bonded with my best friend over Dragon Ball Z in sixth grade because she had called me because she needed the social studies homework. And I was like, I'll tell you after this. I'm like, this guy who, like, turned into a monkey is beating the crap out of this green guy. And she's like, yeah, I'm watching that too.
Oh, my God, I forgot they turned into monkeys.
Only if they still had their tails.
They still had their tails.
Well, and yeah, but moon. Wasn't there a point in, like...
Yeah, didn't somebody regrow their tail at one point?
Yeah, that they got their tail back so that they could turn back into a monkey.
Yes. The Saiyans just don't know when to quit. It's like, we're people, we're monkeys. And then when we get up to, like,
we're
Super Saiyan 7, we turn into purple monkeys.
Yeah, and yeah, that's the thing. What the fuck was with the purple monkeys?
I never watched an episode where they made it that far, but the fact that they were thinking that far ahead, there probably is an episode where somebody went Super Saiyan 7 and became purple.
I remember back when they were, like, first able to go Super Saiyan, and they were like, wow, this is the coolest thing ever. Nobody's
and
ever
we're the most powerful thing
before.
In the universe.
And then, they're just, wow, Super Saiyan level 2. Nobody's ever got this powerful before. Super
exactly.
3. I was like, 4... Uh-huh. Five.
It's like, okay, when are we capping?
Like, when they went to Super Saiyan 4 and their eyes got all dark and stuff, I was like, dude, you look like you just went on a crack binge.
But anyway, let me get back to the beginning of all this, because, you know, since Goku was so young in Dragon Ball, you know, and very naive, didn't understand a damn thing.
He was an idiot alien kid. What else did you...
With a tail.
Yeah, with a tail.
With a tail.
The mountain.
And he had a cumulonimbus who only those who had a pure of heart could ride on.
Yeah. I know, I love the little cloud.
I like that. The nimbus. And his extending rod. I mean, it's kind of funny because... shut up. You know what I mean. But anyway, you know, if anyone ever watched, you know, Saiyuki, you know, Son Goku from that.
Yeah, Son Goku.
Do you see it? Do you see the,
What was the whole crap with that? He, too, was a monkey. He, too, is always... like, if you're Goku,
Son Goku is actually, like, a mythological creature or a legendary person or whatever. So
he was born,
like,
from the Earth.
Yeah, you know, how they're always calling him Stupid Monkey? He was kind of like a monkey person, and he did fight with an extending rod and stuff.
Yeah,
so that all
he did. And he was extremely powerful and, like...
And always hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and always hungry.
Just like in Sayuki, extremely hungry all the time.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's a different interpretation of Goku, because there's like a fairy tale of Sanzo traveling from, I think he was going from wherever he was to India. And he had the whole, you know, group of people. You know, he had Goku and he had, I don't believe the other two people were actually, you know, Hokai and
Hokai
the guy, but he had two other traveling companions. But you know, Goku was actually in the story. And anyway,
it's like any loose interpretation of a historical story.
Yeah,
but they do have the same origin, both of the Gokus.
Yeah, they do. They're just different interpretations. Like this one's more carefree and, you know, jovial. And
no, they're both pretty carefree and jovial.
Well. No, because the other Goku and Sayuki was all like, man, I want to kick ass. Don't eat my meat bun.
that doesn't sound jovial to you?
No, because he's like, I'm going to kick your ass if you touch my meat bun. And then they'd fight. And then and then Chai would be like, children.
I would totally kick someone's ass if they touched my meat bun.
I love how he and Gojo fight. And he always calls him Pervy Water Sprite, which is just hilarious to me.
I think because his father was the
water
demon.
Stupid monkey.
But anyway,
we're not talking about Sayuki.
I know, we're talking about Dragon Ball.
Yeah, Sayuki's another podcast.
So, I mean, obviously, here's the rundown. If you've never seen it, then where the fuck have you been, like, the last 10 years? Goku is a monkey boy. You know, doesn't know much of anything. stumbles upon a quest, you know, to find these mystical balls that will summon a dragon, and the dragon will pretty much grant you thing. Almost. Except there are some, you know, there are always exceptions to that rule. There are always loopholes. But, you know, and, you know, when he's young, he's like, yeah, okay, that's totally awesome, you know, and he gets some training from, you know, the turtle guy, Master Roshi.
To the wishes. Didn't they, like, somebody...
It was all
somebody,
like, you can't wish someone back from the dead.
Yeah, but they did several times.
Yeah, I know, until later on, but in the beginning you weren't allowed to do it.
Either Cell or Boo killed, like, everybody on the fucking planet, and they brought the whole fucking planet back to life.
Yeah.
So,
like, I wish for the planet to be restored with everybody on it, except for Goku. He sucked. But anyway...
Yeah, what the fuck was up with that shit, by the way?
At one point the dragon was like, no, I've revived Goku too many times. I'm sorry, I can't do it anymore.
It's like, I'm done. It's like, if you guys keep killing him, I'm not bringing him back.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
like, seriously, that's like, what, 4 times this week? I mean, really. He's just an irresponsible fuck, and maybe he should stay dead for a while. Maybe he'll learn.
But anyway,
because he was so jovial and kid-like, you know, it made him extremely lovable. You know, and he meets his future wife early on, Chi-Chi. And let me tell you, I like Chi-Chi as a character. Did not like her choice of clothes for her age. Because mind you, in the beginning, they're probably, what, 6, 7, 8? They're young. And here she is in this bikini with, like, this helmet. A horn on it, you know, and she's just like, oh, Goku, I love you. I want to have lots of children in our family, okay?
I
I'm like, oh my.
Never liked
her. I did not like her in Dragon Ball.
I loved her dad, that giant bear of a man, but I didn't like her.
I don't know. I liked her when she was younger, I liked her in Dragon Ball Z better because I'm like, wait a minute, you grow older and you get the boobs and you get the, you know, the body type to rock a bikini and now you decide to go all conservative? WTF?
Well, see, here's the thing that I didn't understand, okay? And it, like, seriously bothered me. All jokes aside, this seriously, seriously bothered me. Okay, so Goku, like, the whole thing in Dragon Ball is that he doesn't know dick about the planet or really what's going on with people.
I don't think he realizes he's an alien either. That he came from another planet.
Right. Okay, so all that's going on. Somehow, though, he magically figures out sex. And not only that, but because he's from another planet, you would think maybe wouldn't be able to
reproduce with
something.
Yeah, they're not compatible.
Yeah, totally knocks out a kid that has more Saiyan in him than human. And you're like, Qua? Like, it seriously bothered me. I'm like, this isn't being addressed at all. Like, he just magically one day goes from being really, really young and naive and not understanding anything about life or death or money or anything like that, but figures out how to, you know... Horizontal mambo.
Yeah, I know. I don't get
I
it either.
Mention that conversation.
I mean, I thought it was
boys
really funny because
penis.
You know,
girls
they,
have a vagina.
I think it's kind of like that whole the whole Jesus thing. You know, at first we see Jesus as a kid finding out that you know he's God, and then all of a sudden we see him again and he's like 30. It's like, so what happened in that in between? It's kind of same.
Yeah,
Goku, that not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, now he's an adult, and he's married to Chi-Chi,
and
he's got a kid.
So he found Christ, and that's how he learned to fuck? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't want to look into this, because you know what? Maybe they're trying to link Goku to Jesus. Again. Anyway.
Okay.
But I mean, and it's funny, because later on, when they ship into Dragon Ball Z, you know, when he's older, you know, they must have.
I missed that.
It's in the second volume of the Bible that never got released.
Oh.
Bible 1.5.
Yeah, Bible version 1.5.
But anyway, I didn't understand that either. But however, in Dragon Ball Z, when you know Goku's older and he's now married to Chi-Chi and he's got his own son, all of a sudden at the end of that, you know, Goku dies again and the world needs a new protector. And now here goes Gohan. And what does he do? He's going to high school. It's like, so we get to see Gohan go through high school, but we don't get to see, you know, Goku go through high school.
I'm not sure that Goku liked Gohan was better than Goku.
And what was up with the Great Saiyan Man? What's up with that?
I don't even want to talk about that. Oh, my God.
See, after a while, I just gave up. So, I mean, magic, if you've watched...
Well, no, because they spent a lot of time defending the Earth, and then they spent a lot of time trying to make sure nobody knew that they were the ones defending the Earth.
But, hi, yes, my name's Goku. I'm a Super Saiyan from outer space, and I'm here to defend the Earth. Oh, shit. I mean, I'm just Goku, and I have a son and a daughter, and I fly around sometimes, and balls come out of my hands. Oops.
Nice to meet you. Who are you?
Yeah, I don't know how they never got caught, because they were so not subtle about anything.
No, of course not. Like, the news stations would be like, so, something anonymous saved the Earth again. Goku, get out of the shot!
But people wouldn't even know that they saved the Earth. It was just, yeah, half of the Earth was destroyed again.
No big
like,
deal.
We don't know what saved the other half, but, you know, thank you.
They were always in a wasteland.
I love that.
They were always
in a huge desert somewhere. They should have been a construction company.
Yeah, it looked like they lived in fucking Tatooine. And I'm just like, okay, well, where's the sand monsters? Oh, we got these big fucking fish that look like, you know, they've been eating nuclear waste from Springfield and The Simpsons that Goku's catching to feed the whole family. Eats the whole goddamn thing. And then you're just like, and now you go flying across the city and people are like, Mommy, what's that in the air? Oh, it's just the super flying monkey boy. Pay no attention to him. He's probably going to save us from some asteroid thing and use our chi to make a big wave. It's going to take like 8 episodes, but
now, see,
don't
worry. Did Gohan ever make a giant spirit bomb, or was that just Goku?
Goku. I've never seen Gohan do it.
See? Now, that would have been shocked if all of a sudden, you know, like, Goku's dead. And like, man, we really need a spirit bomb. And then Gohan's like, yeah, I can do that. Now, mind you, I have my hands up in the air when I do this to demonstrate, you know, the whole... And then he did one, I'd be like, holy shit, he can do one too!
One of them, I don't remember if it was Gohan or Goten, got really super powerful at one point.
And did he do it?
Because somebody... I forget what it was.
I think
somebody
it was Go... Wasn't it Gotenks that did one?
No, Gotenks...
But see, Gotenks is just a fusion between Go... Wait, yeah. Gotenks... A fusion between Gohan...
Yeah, it was...
Here's something I want to bitch about. What the fuck is with the naming scheme?
I don't get it.
Goku,
and it was funny if they did the fusion wrong. It was, like, even, really horrible.
Even if you've got, like, a graph in front of you, you're gonna fuck that up.
Yeah. You're like, Gohan, the son of Gotenks. No. Go...
Yeah, and then added Gotenks, too.
Yeah.
Like,
because
Gotenks
you have to do all the fusion characters.
Plus Trunks equals Gotrunks.
Yeah, really. Go, Trunks, go!
Oh my God, and I hated it when Trunks went Super Saiyan, because that mullet thing, the mushroom cut thing that he had, looked terrible when it was spiking straight up.
Because they were so tiny, and then they had, like, this massive thing of hair. It looked like a troll baby.
Except they didn't have the gems in their bellies.
Exactly, and you're just like, what the hell are you gonna do, little munchkin thing? And then the little dance thing that they had to do in order to, like,
oh,
the fusion dance, yes.
Yeah,
and if they did it wrong, they fuck
like
up.
I'm sitting in my chair doing it.
But
they swing their arms out to the side and then over and touch their fingers perfectly.
Yeah, so they had to put it out and then do the butterfly over to each other while bringing the fingers around and then, like, touching, but like, ha!
And then they turned into the old guy, and then they turned into the fat guy.
Yep, I've been there. We've seen it.
Everybody started doing the fusion thing, and then I got lost because I was like, "Well, what?"
I got lost, right? Because that was part of the end of the Boo series, and I saw like maybe 3/4 of the Boo series.
I made it through the Boo series.
Boo.
And then that
I
was
didn't
the end
like
of
a bad Boo. Bad Boo sucked.
Yeah.
Good Boo, good.
Yeah,
I saw all of the Cell series. And all of the, like, the Trunks coming to warn in the Android series. So that's like the middle,
oh,
I think, of PBZ.
Speaking of freaking Android series.
So, like,
series.
The beginning pieces, the beginning parts. So, like,
are you,
Vegeta and the
Ninja, are you worried
stuff.
About how the hell someone got with Android 18 and
Krillin,
had a baby?
Krillin.
Krillin.
How the fuck did Krillin impregnate Android 18?
Oh, well,
I'm surprised he can impregnate anything.
Where there was, what was it called? There's another anime where there's robots that can have kids, too.
And you want
but
to know
they
what
never
else
said
I think
that
sucks?
They could reproduce. The whole thing about the androids
Android
was that they couldn't reproduce, which is why they killed What's-His-Face, their creator, so that he couldn't make more.
I love
apparently,
get rid of them.
But apparently her vagina and, like, all of her female organ parts were real.
And I'm just like, dude, how do you, what?
But no, I thought androids were like, oh wait, are androids all robots and cyborgs are part human?
That's right, cyborgs are part human. Androids are all robots.
So she should have been a cyborg.
Exactly, so I'm like, how the hell does the android have eggs?
Yeah.
I don't know. But apparently, Krillin's got the magic sperm that makes even androids have babies.
Okay, here's the thing. Krillin with hair. I hate Krillin with hair. I can't get used to him.
You know what I didn't like is the fact that every time like Goku died, everyone rushed to get the balls to bring him back. Tien dies, and they leave the fucker dead. They're like, yep.
Yep. Oh, well.
Fuck Tien. We need Goku.
You want to know why? Because Tien had that really weird third eye, and they were like, fuck that fucker.
Fuck that eye.
I don't trust him. That eye's always shifty.
And then the whole fact that, like,
dead.
Piccolo and, like, the old guy were actually the same guy, and they had to fuse at one point. I think it was in DBZ.
Yeah, wasn't it, like, his good side and his bad side?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm not going to merge with him.
He was originally a villain.
Yeah, originally. And then all of a sudden, Goku whooped his ass, and even then he was all like, basically, I respect you as a fighter, but we're not friends. But we always save the Earth together and go to bowling on Thursday night. But we're not friends.
And then I'm going to teach your kid how to be a Saiyan. How does that work?
Yeah, I know.
I'm from Namek. I'm not actually a Saiyan.
But I'm going to teach your kid how to be a Saiyan.
Yeah.
All right, now do your monkey thing. How do I do it? I don't know. You're the monkey. Do it.
Do it now. Evil stare. 15 minutes. End of episode.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a lot of people, particularly even some girls, were getting really hyped up with Dragon Ball Z because when Trunks entered, because I can totally remember that all my friends were like, Trunks is so hot.
Oh, don't even trip. You are such a fucking liar. It wasn't even about your friends. Okay, the first time that it aired, you freaking hit me on IM and you're like, did you watch DBZ? And I'm like, no, why?
The reason why I thought Trunks was his voice.
Like, who the hell is Trunks?
You what? Compared to everybody else, yeah. Though I have to admit, I kind of had a thing for Tien. So I was kind of pissed that no one brought him back. But... But no, okay, it was his voice, and Kirby Morrow does the voice for him. And
anybody
if you know
thinks
who he
Trunks
is
hot, he's got lilac hair, so he's
and
he's
his father is Vegeta, his mother is Bulma.
Yeah, how the fuck did that happen? Like, there's one episode where like Vegeta's like fuck all the humans, and then he turned around in the next episode, he's like,
Bulma's all right.
Bulma's pregnant, and you're just like, what the fuck? And she's like, I'm not talking about who the daddy is. And then he pops out, and he looks all sane, and you're like, oh, shit. Goku done knocked up Bulma. And then you're like, no, it was Vegeta. And you're like,
it was
Vegeta. But Vegeta's
you know what?
Saiyan because the show wasn't
booze,
going on.
Enough booze and Bulma, and I can see her fucking Vegeta.
I can't see Vegeta fucking anybody.
Yeah, I can't see him doing that to her.
I mean, let's think about it here. You know, Bulma had a thing for boys. You know, all in Dragon Ball was all, Yamcha, Yamcha, Yamcha. I can even distinctly remember one of her quotes, you know, I'm going to get all the Dragon Balls, and I'm going to wish for a man who doesn't lie, cheat, and who doesn't have a fan club. I mean, come on. So we're not talking about the most intelligent woman here.
This is what I'm saying. And, like, Vegeta, his whole character is just like, fuck everyone, I'm a loner. So I'm supposed to imagine Bulma, who's very high maintenance.
Would you feel very connected to any world that, you know, wasn't yours since it got blown up?
Dude,
with everybody on it?
That. He's stuck on this planet, right? Vegeta's supposed to be this big badass, like, I don't care, I'm a loner,
he was a prince of the planet Vegeta with his father, King Vegeta. But sadly, Vegeta blew up. The planet.
In Bulma, and that's how we got Trunks. No.
Okay, no, I admit, I gotta admit, that is even worse than Goku, Gohan, Goten.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, it's like, I am Vegeta, I have a son, his name is Vegeta,
I am Vegeta.
We come from the planet Vegeta.
Son of Vegeta, we live on the planet Vegeta.
And now Vegeta has blown up, and we sent our only heir to Earth in hopes that he will, I don't know, fuck a lot of chicks and repopulate Vegeta.
This is what I'm saying, ladies. What the fuck? Because you look at freaking Vegeta, and like the entire thing, he's just like, fuck everybody, and I hate you all, and I'm not gonna save the Earth. Okay, well, I'm only gonna save it because there's no way I can bring the planet Vegeta back. Fuck, fuck, fucky, fuck. And then I'm supposed to believe that one night, and let's face it, Bulma is high maintenance.
No, really?
He was able be like sweet and sensitive enough to get Bulma to spread? Please. What the fuck?
Hey, you know, after not getting with Yamcha, you know, I lower my standards a bit. If I was Bulma.
Still fucking Vegeta?
Hey, you know what? That whole arrogant, I'm a hot prince, you know, thing?
Yeah, you know, he had to have been like a rough screw.
Hell fucking yeah! He's been saving the fucking earth and getting his ass kicked!
The guy's gotta get some frustration out. He's a sadist, and he's damn powerful, so I don't know.
I can see right now, he'd be like, Bulma, I'm going to fuck you. No, you're not. No, I am going to fuck you now.
Or like,
and then he does.
Up and whip you and then fuck you.
Like, he doesn't even have you.
He can shoot at her,
knock her out, and then fuck her.
Okay.
Then there's no fun in that.
And then he fucking leaves, and she's like all pregnant on her own.
I know. What a dick.
Bad daddy award.
It's like, I want to screw you for you to have my kid, but I don't want to raise it.
Well, can you really imagine him, like, teaching the kid to play baseball?
Yeah, but he has to teach him how to be a fucking Saiyan.
No, so I know.
You are my son. You are my blood. I must train you so that when we go back to Vegeta, I'll have to change your name to Vegeta. But
yeah,
we'll do that later.
Because your mother was a bitch and she named you Trunks. I should have been involved in that part, at least.
At least. Send a letter.
Okay.
Bulma, name our bitch of a son.
Yeah.
Vegeta.
It needs
love
to be
Vegeta. Vegeta.
Yeah.
Summer Prince of Vegeta.
Yeah. Name. Actually, you know what? Go ahead and name him Vegeta. Trunks.
Vegeta shells and cheese. Sorry. But anyway. I mean, a lot of people, you know, liked it. All, you know, the animation style was, you know, was what we're supposed to really be talking about, not
necessarily
the story.
Well, and the thing that kept me watching it was, the story was kind of bullshit, because it basically took, like, 52 episodes to get half of a story arc done.
Yeah.
And, the only thing that kept me interested, because it would literally be like, okay, we're gonna make this spirit wave commercial, come back from commercial. All right, we're gathering a particle. Look, here's a new particle being added to the wave. All right, commercial. Okay, now we're gonna get two particles in this one, and okay, Bulma's gonna go, oh no, drugs! And then commercial. And now, on the next time on DBZ.
I know.
I'm still holding this fucking spirit bomb.
Half of it recapping what had happened the first one.
Last time on DBZ.
Dragon Ball Z. They were gathering particles for the spirit bomb.
Guess what we're
doing? Vegeta said something stupid to Bulma again. And Krillin was doing Android 18.
And guess what we're going to do on this episode of DBZ? We're going to gather more particles for the spirit bomb. Bulma will once again say something really retarded, as will Vegeta, and he'll do something very prickish. And then on the next DBZ.
Yeah.
And so,
Don't forget the spirit room, where, like, you had to train for, like, a year.
Fuck the spirit room. Fuck the spirit room.
Where you could train for a year and nothing would happen outside.
Yeah. Because it was like a day to you.
You went in there for one day, and when you came out, it was the same fucking day.
Yeah, the writers were like, yeah, the plot's not moving slow enough. We gotta slow it down some more.
Let's add a year.
Let's put a year in there.
Simma down now, because we're getting ahead of ourselves. All right, we're going to finish this half of the arc in 50 episodes, people. We need to stretch that to 52. So you get, and the only thing that kept me coming back for this stupid fucking thing was that I loved the character design. I mean, they were so cute without having to be chibi.
And yeah, well, that's the thing. Chibi's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
But I mean, it's also, you know, for people who are aspiring, you know, anime artists, you know, a lot of people will look at, you know, animes. I know I'll freeze them on TV and I'll just sketch to see what concepts of it that I might already have, and then I can work on the stuff that I already suck at. Shadowing. Yeah, I suck at shadowing. But anyway.
I can't draw.
And I have a lot of friends who started out drawing DBZ characters, because, I mean, it's not simple that anyone could do it, but, you know, it gives you a basis to work on.
Right.
If you can draw Goku, you can draw Vegeta. If you can draw Vegeta, you can't draw Trunks. But that's okay, because you will eventually.
Yeah, I can't draw. But I always loved looking at the stuff that Toriyama did, because it carried over. So not just from DB to DBZ, but also into the Budokai. Yeah, definitely to GT, but also to the Budokai games, which I think Budokai 3 is coming out. And now it's even segued into Blue Dragon, which is an RPG that I've been playing the demo of on Xbox 360. And if you have an Xbox 360 and about a gig and a quarter to spare, treat yourself and get the Blue Dragon demo. I fucking hate...
They recently also come out with a Blue Dragon anime?
Yes, yes. It's been licensed. It's out in Japan. Viz has licensed it here and we'll be releasing it through TV Tokyo. So I would probably expect that the Blue Dragon anime will probably follow the US release of the Blue Dragon game,
probably,
which is going to be at the end of August of this month. So, or maybe it's August 11th. No, I think it's the end of August. I would probably expect that if Blue Dragon especially picks up here, the sales of it on the Xbox 360, because there's also a manga that's out right now. Toriyama doesn't have anything to do with the manga, but who's doing the manga? I can't remember right now. But
yeah, the style that he's been known for in the manga, or is it going to be a completely different animation style?
It's going to be a completely different animation style, which is cool, I think. Not necessarily great, but I'd like to see it. Just because I think it might be neat, but the manga's actually going to be drawn by Shibata Ami and is going to be in monthly Shonen Jump.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then the anime series is being done by Studio Pierrot, and which could be neat. I would expect probably someplace around Christmas. If things go well with the sales of Blue Dragon, you probably see the anime pop up on Cartoon Network.
It will probably make its debut.
Well, just because a lot of the TV Tokyo stuff, they seem to be pretty entrenched with Cartoon Network. So a lot of their things...
They're deeply in bed with them with over there.
Yeah, they are definitely fuck buddies. Which
they're swingers. They jump.
It's fine to have a fuck buddy. There's nothing wrong with fuck buddies.
As long as you're able to distinguish that that's what they're there for.
Exactly.
They're not there to be your boyfriend or your girlfriend. They're there for you to fuck.
And then that's
maybe go see a movie afterwards. That's
Panda?
The shower.
Panda, that's totally another podcast.
Sorry.
Not this episode. So moving on.
Sorry.
Basically, in Blue Dragon, it's your typical setup for an RPG. And the reason why it's a typical setup for an RPG is because the guy who developed the first five Final Fantasy games, Hironobu Sakaguchi.
Wow, you butchered that.
No, Hironobu Sakaguchi. See, okay. I spelled it out phonetically, so I would say it right. I just have to say Sakaguchi.
All right.
Did this game and worked with Toriyama to do the character design. So it's basically like a walking, talking, living, breathing Dragon Ball. If you look at the character, the main character for the game, whose name is Shu, he looks so much like freaking Goten when he was little. It's ridiculous. And then there's a character who looks identical to Android 18, except she's got on like a Captain Jack Sparrow like bandana.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so Zola is her name, and basically in the game everybody has like this spirit beast thing. It's called like a shadow, and they each...
No, is it like an Aeon from Final Fantasy?
Kinda, yeah.
Uh-oh. And everyone's, all right.
And everyone's shadow is, like, of a different animal. So, like, Shu's shadow is the dragon shadow. And, like, there's another character called Kluke. And Kluke...
Kluke?
Like,
bleh.
Like puke, but with a K. So it's, like, K-L-U-K-E. It's, like, K-Luke. So, Kluke. And I'm sure that they're, like, clacky. But it's spelled Kluke. So I'm going to call it Kluke. And
all right.
She has a Phoenix Shadow. And she's sort of kind of supposed to be the love interest before
Shu.
Shu. And then there's...
Does she look like Chi? Chi-Chi?
No, she kind of looks... she's softer than most of the female characters that you see in a DBZ series. Like, she has a ponytail.
Female characters. There
she
was,
kind
there
of, was, yeah.
There I'm, was Android 18 and there was Chi-Chi.
And Bulma. And
Bulma.
The only female characters.
And
like
the chick that Gohan and, got with.
Oh, I, oh.
Yeah. So, but... who the design for Klook, she kind of reminds me of what's the character I'm gonna show my ass now in Bleach, the one with the little
with the big boobies?
Yeah.
Orihime.
Yeah. Orihime.
So she kinda looks like Orihime. She's got that soft, like reddish hair, and she's very cutesy and petite and sweet, and she's wears a bow in her hair. And then at the same time, she kind of wears kind of like a little pink dress with long armbands. So she, in that respect, kind of looks like if you took Sakura from Naruto and Orihime, and then you put them together and made a sweet little girl and drew it Toriyama style. That's what you'd wind up with.
Okay.
And then you've got Jiro, who, when I first saw Jiro, I thought Jiro was a girl.
But it's a boy.
But it's a boy.
It's a fishy, huh?
Well, because it's got that outfit like the Namek would wear. And so you would always think because of that ripple in the front that it was trying to mask boobs.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's a dude.
Oh, they got you again, Ninja. Yeah. They got you again.
Damn them and their androgyny.
Hey, it's a fun game. It's like, is that a boy? It's like, it's a boy. Oh, penis. No, it's actually got boobs. It's a girl.
Yeah.
Gender bending seems to be really, really popular in Japan.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is with that, but, you know, almond joys have nuts and mounds don't.
Sometimes you feel like a... Sometimes you don't.
So, and then Jiro and Shu are supposed to both be pining over Klook.
Uh-huh.
And then there's also, because, you know, it's got to be Final Fantasy, you got to have a creature thingy that goes along that's like an animal but also has a power. And so that's Marumaru, and he's got like a saber-toothed tiger shadow thing. And basically it's just your typical RPG where you kind of start going around and you start a battle and you attack stuff and then it attacks you. And of course, you know, it's my favorite RPG type, so I have to sit and wait my turn in order to issue a command, and then I go hoppity hoppity hop and I smack the enemy, and then I hop back to my space, and then it comes over and it slaps me, and then it hops back to it play, and I'm just like, son of a bitch.
Ninja Sister hates RPGs.
I hate turn-based RPGs.
Hates turn-based RPGs.
Yeah.
I like action RPGs. I hate turn-based RPGs.
Well, that means you hate pretty much any and all Final Fantasy games.
I always end up button mashing.
I know, but see the thing
I don't have the finesse to remember combos.
No, but see the thing about Final Fantasy games is if you just rip out all of the cinematics, I like those.
It's like, just show me the cinematics.
Yeah, if you could just, like, if you're not going to let me actively take a role in what's going on, can I just see the pretty movies, please? Thank you.
Yeah.
Because it just, it gets boring to me. I like action titles. I like solving puzzles. I like beating the shit out of shit. And when I can't do that because I have to, I'm forced to just
wait. Your turn.
Yeah, I lose interest because I'm like, I'm not actually a part of the game. I'm just now...
You're just watching. You're a voyeur.
Exactly. It's like trying to play Battleship through snail mail. And it's like being sent a postcard that says, B7.
Oh my god! That would be kind of interesting.
No, it's fucking spot. Lame. Okay,
it's like, oh my god, I just... It's like, B12! Damn it, you... sunk my battleship, bitch.
Yeah, and then having
the mail.
Yeah, and then having to wait 3 to 7 days to get the postcard that says that. See, that
I have
again,
never had to wait 7 days for mail.
Yeah, well, when you live halfway across the fucking country from somebody sending you something, sometimes it takes a little while.
Oh my God, I think I want to do that. I want to have a long distance game with someone.
And see, that's why you like turn-based RPGs, and
Panda, we gotta start playing a game. We'll play a game.
Yeah, I will send mail.
Yeah,
I can't play chess.
All right, so we'll have to play battleships then.
All right.
Anyway, the only thing that kept my interest. Or piqued my interest, I should say, when it came to Blue Dragon, was that it was Toriyama style. Before I even knew that Toriyama did it, and I saw the first trailer for it, I'm like, oh my God, they've made, like, a Dragon Ball RPG. And then I look at Karen, I'm like, that's not Gohan. And then I realized, holy shit, this dude totally is, like, ganking that style. And then I looked it up and was like, oh, that's because it's his style to gank. Ooh, this could be fun. And so when I was out at E3, I actually got to sit down with one of the lead developers, whose name was Miho, and she was really sweet and spent the time with me to talk really about the game and let me play a much more in-depth level than what is currently in the demo that's available on Xbox Live. And it was just really neat to watch her play because she was so into it and so good at the game that I think it's one of those titles that it's probably not for me, but anybody who enjoys that type of gameplay is absolutely going to love because the story seems really neat. Everybody in the band is fighting together to save another character. Not the world, another character. There's basically, like at one point in time, one of the members of the team, she's got this necklace on her and it's basically a bomb. And you've got to like solve the mission to get to the detonator to destroy it before it blows her head off her body. Ooh. And so she was like, I'm gonna save you! And it's like, sweet. Awesome.
But your head won't blow off this time, I promise.
No,
I have the cheat guide.
Yeah, you're totally not gonna die this time, I swear. I found the shortcut.
But
what I thought was really interesting in that it just kind of made me laugh was that it seems to want to poke fun at itself. Like, one of the enemies that you fight, in order to start a battle, it's not like Final Fantasy where you walk into an area and all of a sudden the screen like goes fuzzy and you're in a battle.
No, in Final Fantasy Final Fantasy X, it was like glass breaking.
Yeah. And you walk down
you're
a path,
like,
and
oh,
all of a sudden
shit.
Yeah. Like you walk down a path and all of a sudden your character stops and it's like crack glass and it's like shh and like
oh no. What did I come across this time?
Well, in this game,
strike! I love those.
Yeah. So basically, with this game, what happens is you see the little enemies, like, bouncing on the screen, and they'll start walking up to you, and you literally have to, like, bitch slap them to start a fight. So you're like, hi-ya! And you'll slap them and be like, start fight! And you're like, yeah!
Hilarious.
And so I'm like,
I think the next time I'm near one of my friends, I'm gonna hop up to them and bitch slap them and be like, start fight!
Exactly. It's like, awesome. And then when you get in the fight, the thing that is really cute, like the first thing that you battle is a poo enemy.
Oh, a poo? No.
Yeah, it's called a snake poo.
A snake poo?
Snake
P-O-O.
Yes, the snake poo. And the little thing, it looks like a coiled snake, but it's coiled up to the top, so it looks like a turd.
Does it unravel and like then looks like a snake?
No, it stays raveled like a little turd.
Oh, my
and
God.
And you fight it, and there are
so wait,
snake
you fight
poos.
Shit. You're literally fighting shit in
you're
this
game. You're literally fighting shit in this game, and that made me play it over and over again, the demo.
Like, man,
I hate turn-based games, but I'm like, I'm going to beat this piece of shit. And then I'm going to beat the zebra piece of shit.
Like, Goku can save the world. I'm going to fight shit.
Exactly. And I'm just like, that's too much fun. And you know me, Panda. As much as I hate RPGs, I've
yeah,
spent
I can
like
see you be
hours.
Like, man, I kicked that shit fast.
That shit. I kicked
that shit. I downed it. I killed it. I killed that shit. Yeah, you killed
exactly.
that. Yeah, I killed that shit.
And that made me feel good. And that alone made me play the demo over and over again.
Wow.
So if you just want to beat shit up, literally, Blue Dragon is the game for you people.
It's better than going outside and smashing shit because I bet you wouldn't feel nearly as good as you would killing this
and
shit.
And then you would stink because you'd have shit all over you.
Yeah.
Shit is not tidy, people. So
Ninja Sister likes to kick shit's ass.
I do. I like to beat up snake poos.
Yes, you do.
I like to beat the poo, 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 poo. I like to beat zebra poo. I like to beat quacky poo. All right, so anyway. I'm definitely
going to... I can't even think of anything to say.
I know. It's the first time I saw it and I saw a screenshot, I was like, that does not say poo. And I looked at it again, I'm like, no. He's curled up like a little turd and he's zebra striped and that does say zebra snake poo.
Did the shit fight back? Like,
the shit fights back. And so then you see the little shit hop across the street and slap you.
Snake poo strikes back.
Snake poo heals. And you're just like, oh, damn it.
It's like, man, that shit owned me.
I got owned by that shit. That's not right. So, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's too funny. And I'm probably going to keep playing the demo just to see what other types of poo I can fight. I mean, there are other, you know, beetle-looking animals and things like that, but every time that you break
into a fight... But why defeat a beetle when you can defeat shit?
Exactly. I mean, why fight that when you can see zebra
snake poo? When you killed this
it vaporizes.
Snake. So it vaporized, but did you get any rewards?
Yeah.
Was there gold in the poo?
Was there gold in the poo? No, but sometimes there's potions.
Ew! I would not take a potion from a snake poo.
Oh, you'll take the potion from the snake
poo. No, I won't.
You'll like it. And you'll use it to heal people. And you're like
here! I got you this, have I all your health, but you can use it here.
Yeah, put that in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, that came out of a snake poo. What?
Drink it, it'll make you feel better. Fuck you! I'm not drinking that poo shit. So, yeah.
God.
That's my fun little, you know, bit that I can add for Toriyama. Toriyama-san, thank you so much. Because now I have my little fake Gokuhan 10. Pick it. I don't care which one. That can just beat up little poos all day long.
And probably will.
And probably will.
Oh, God.
So, Magic. What do you got on GT that we haven't already discussed? And
oh, I don't know. I don't know GT. I was talking about Z. Which we kind of already did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Great. But no, I didn't go into GT because I'm like, okay, the simple fact that
totally
Goku has died
GT.
And came back as like a little kid.
Because we were talking about Gohan and Goten and Goten, all Z.
And so. When they finally got to the point where like which one? Han was doing the merge thing with Vegeta. I was like, oh, fuck y'all. And you remember when he did the one where he's like, oh, it's going to be permanent because he uses the earring? So
no.
He totally looks gay because he's wearing the earring so they both can join. And he's like, what? A piece of jewelry
It was pretty soon after the beginning of the Gotenks stuff that I lost track of the series.
Yeah. After a while, I'm like, okay, so who came back? Who's actually dead for real? Why does Krillin have hair?
What did I watch? I watched part of the Vegeta and the Namek and the Frieza and the Garlic Jr. stuff, which is the beginning.
Yeah. Right. I watched way before that.
I watched every freaking episode of the Trunks coming to warn them, and then the androids, and then the Cell, all of the Cell stuff. I watched most of the Boo stuff, but lost track of it near the end.
Yeah, I finished the Boo thing, and I got to the point where, like, at one time, Krillin was dressed like Tubbs and or Crockett from Miami Vice. The 80s version.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Why is he in the white pimp suit and has hair?
I remember the white pimp suit.
And I'm like, okay, you've lost me. I think it's time
I didn't get it.
I think I've outgrown this.
So I have to admit, I did like the episode where him and Krillin were going to go get their driver's licenses. Or was it Goku and... It was somebody else. It was two of them, and they were competing to see which one was going to get.
What do they need a freaking car for?
No, they went and actually went and took the test, and I think it was Goku, and I thought it was Krillin, but it might have been Vegeta, and they were competing to see who'd get it first.
Yeah, it was Vegeta, yeah. Because Vegeta was like, I'm going to be better than you in something, damn it.
I thought I'd be a better fighter, but I guess I'll have to settle for being the better driver.
Oh, do you remember Vegeta's pink shirt?
Yeah, what the fuck was with the pink shirt?
Hey, wrong man to wear pink.
Sure.
But you know
what?
We shouldn't say that because eventually all of them would have gotten to Super Saiyan 7 and then they would have been pink.
They would have.
So I mean,
he
might as well get adjusted to the idea of being pink.
Yeah.
It was coming.
Well, what are they up to now? Like Super Saiyan level 15 and a half?
I don't know.
Where you stopped after polka dotted
four.
On the bottom and like zebra on the top and your hair.
And they wear like bifocals?
Out. Yeah, yeah. And they all have an eye in like their belly button that shoots out a laser beam.
Laser beam!
Oh,
all right,
God.
Now we're just poking fun. But there are people who love this series, and I mean, I get a laugh out of the series. I hate to say it, though. Now, if I went and watched, you know, an episode, I probably would laugh throughout the whole thing. And, you know, and sadly, our mom would be like, what's so funny? And I'd be like, nothing in particular. I just devoted so much of my time to making sure I was home at 5:30 every day.
Yeah,
to see what was on.
Yeah. Is it me? But I accidentally caught some of it the other day. It's totally lame. What the hell is Code Lyoko?
Yeah, Toonami's awful these days.
I miss Tom the robot.
Awesome. It used to be awesome when what would they show? They showed Cowboy Bebop. No, not Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, at one point in time they did do Bebop. They actually cycled.
But it was
it
a
in.
Very brief point in time.
Yeah, and it was.
But it was mostly. It was mostly. They would cycle through the Tenchis,
yep.
Outlaw Star, and DBZ.
Yep.
But these are like
Tenchi
like
too.
Yeah, Tenchi was awesome.
Tenchi actually had a really good progression going on there. And I've actually been watching a little bit of Tenchi.
Well, they
DXP.
Had Tenchi, and then they had.
Yeah, they had
Tenchi in Tokyo, Tenchi Muyo, Tenchi in Love.
Yeah, it was Tenchi Muyo, Tenchi Universe, and Tenchi in Tokyo were the original three. And recently they created GXP, which has nothing to do with Tenchi.
No, except but he's in it.
By women. And there's Tenchi Muyo Ryo Oki is a new one too. I haven't seen any of that though.
Yeah, I want to
see
that.
I've been watching Tenchi Muyo.
Ladies, we should probably then make this a subject for another podcast because we're just running out of time. So maybe we'll just have to make
one more note on the Saiyans, and because you know how they've got their black hair and then it spikes up and goes yellow.
Goes blonde.
Well, it's really funny because I've been recently watching Tenjo Tenge, and Nagi, his hair is normally spiked and blonde, and when he goes all like cool and powerful, his hair it wilts and turns black. It's really funny. He's a reverse Saiyan.
That is funny.
He's an uh-oh Saiyan.
Yeah, he's an uh-oh Saiyan. Like an uh-oh
oh
Oreo.
Like an uh-oh Oreo cookie. Yeah. It's all like, yeah. But anyway, something that no, we'll progress and we'll stay awesome and we'll never get our ridicule is our sponsors.
Yes, which is Velocity Micro. Great way to make the segue.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Gold star for Panda.
I try.
Yeah, Velocity Micro people. Yeah, we have gold stars now. I went down to Staples and I bought some. So now you really have, you know, an overriding reason to try and overachieve. Or just achieve. Pick them.
Are you implying
what? I would never. But you know who is an overachiever? Velocity Micro when it comes to building custom gaming machines.
Because they get gold stars all the time.
Yeah, like they get platinum stars. They're so good. Like,
titanium.
It's not even gold.
They're the hot,
it's like,
they're the hot kids at high school that everybody wanted.
Yeah, they're the ones that you wanted to bang in high school, but you couldn't because
you were
totally
too scared that they'd like make fun of you or shove you in a locker.
Yeah.
And, but they didn't.
But they didn't because they were cool.
They were cool.
Yeah. And they were nice to everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you loved them because they were so awesome, but at the same time you hated them because they were so awesome.
Yeah.
And then you'd actually like there'd be one situation where you'd be thrown together and you'd have to communicate and stuff and you'd find out that they were wicked nice and then you'd feel guilty for hating them because they were awesome.
And then you stopped hating.
And then you loved
them.
And then you stopped hating them.
So, go and show Velocity Micro some love, people. Hit them up, velocitymicro.com, and tell them that the chicks from the Electric Sisterhood sent.
I'm going to have to write them a love note.
Yeah. Be like, how
Velocity
do I love
Micro,
you?
Do you like me? Yes, no, maybe. Check one.
Yes.
Will you go to prom with me?
Will you go to prom with me?
And dance. I wonder if that chick got a date to prom.
Oh my god, I knew you guys were going
to
do that.
I still wonder if that chick ever got a date for prom, because that was the best way to get asked out.
Oh my god. I would have gone to prom with her if she'd asked me like that. And I don't even swing like that. But with that said, keep hitting us up on the website, people. Let us know if you like the podcast episodes or if you agree or disagree with us. We don't care. We just like hearing from you because we can agree to disagree. Or
yeah, we do it all the time.
We argue all the time on the podcast.
If you listen
and outside
to the
of the podcast.
Really outside of the podcast. We need to kind of be like Oprah and do like Oprah after the show and be like ESH after the show. Where I'm like, you totally fucking blew that. I was trying to get to this point. And then you're like,
damn it, Panda, put on some pants.
Well,
Panda, put on some fucking pants.
The week before last, someone, I'm not going to say who, edited in me being a dork and trying to remember how to do the episode title.
I know that was
Well,
awesome.
No offense, that was kind of funny.
That was funny.
It was kind of funny, but I feel like I was totally exposed to the public.
Like you weren't a big dork before, and now people just know that you're a nervous big dork.
I mean,
so
right.
What?
Big whoop.
Ginormous dork.
Whoopsie fucking do.
Exactly. And with that,
that was your behind the scenes glimpse.
And with that.
I'm trying to say it.
I guess
it's toast.
Oh, she took it from you.
Toasty.
Yeah, it's roasted and toasted like an almond.
Almond
oh.
Joy.
Yeah,
as opposed
toasted.
To an almond brother, which at one point in time was also roasted and toasted. Anybody doing anything fun with their toast?
I think I'm going to throw it in the pool and watch it sink. Because I'm not hungry right now.
Okay, that's fine. Waste toast. You know, there are starving people.
You know what? I will mail my toast to Magic.
Yes. And put
nail mail. I'll attach it to a postcard.
Put your battleship move on it.
All right.
So what are you gonna
I
do?
Wonder if you put battleship a stamp and an address on toast, if they will really mail it for you.
No, they will not mail toast. It's just
it's like, is there anything in this bread that is, contraband?
Is there anything perishable in your bread?
No. Well, the bread.
Maybe.
Possibly. I mean, I toasted it, so I don't know.
Can I get that bread insured for like $2?
I need delivery confirmation on my toast.
Thank you.
Can you put a fragile sticker on it too, and a this side up sticker, please?
Don't stamp it that hard. It's fragile. I told you.
put butter on it. Put butter on it, and then have a this side up sticker on it.
Okay. Well, with that, I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
Magic Mystic Girl.
We are out, people.
Bye, everybody.
Out.